Growing your new body. A lot of you have been experiencing physical tiredness. Beyond what I've told you already, there has been for 2 or 3 years a re-energizing of the earth body and of the physical body also. You are growing a new spleen, new kidneys, new heart. You are literally growing a whole new physical body. One of the most important things you are doing is using some hormones that you have never before used in the physical body. It would be nice if the whole body would grow at the same rate, but your abilities don't grow at exactly the same rate, and your physical structure doesn't grow at exactly the same rate either. What happens is you begin to energize the new hormones and the immune system takes a look at the hormones and says, I don't know these. These are invaders. It sends up signals and the endocrine system looks at that and says, I think we better have a talk with the immune system. We've got a problem here. The cosmic walk-in energies are trying to communicate within your physical body to allow the new level of hormones, of blood, of electrical flow, of the evolving tissue flow, of the evolving use of the brain. Even your hair is changing. The energy centers on your cheeks are very important. The new ones at the bottoms of your feet are also very important. So much change in the physical body. Basically, we could say that there is a higher perspective that is causing this, and certainly up to a point, it has been the fuller use of your own soul at this new level. But it's going to intensify. Over the past few months, some of you have been feeling the changes that are coming in because you are building a stronger foundation for more and more of this energy. Exercise will be very beneficial. It could also help if you take 2 showers a day, in the morning and at night, and perhaps before the shower, visualize yourself entering a violet flame, staying in for 2 or 3 minutes. You'll bring up residual energy to the physical skin so that you can wash it off. Take very good care of your body, eating less stimulative foods. If you eat red meat, then eat less of it. Let your body talk to you. It may say to you, I don't want any food tonight. Filter your drinking water, break it down to the distilled water, and then build the water back up by adding trace minerals. Next, bless the water. Give thanks. Swimming is also very good, and also just walking. Gentle activity with the physical body, along with getting enough rest. When you feel a little bit tired, it means there is a lot of activity going on. You can also visualize your cells in a simplified process where each cell is a color of energy. Gold is a very good color because gold is a very integrated color. You can visualize the energy coming into the cells. It comes in on the left, and the right is the polarity area. The problem for most of you is that maybe the left side, the receptor, fills up faster than the other side, the dynamic, and it starts a chaotic churning in the cell itself. Please do not misunderstand me. I am not telling any of you that you will get cancer. But when the cells start to fill up with this energy and it swirls and moves and it doesn't have any sense of direction, the cells begin to misinterpret. When it creates a flow that is not energized by the divine blueprint of the soul, then the cells get stuck. One cell comes over to another cell, and the first one blocks the second one, causing it to get stuck, and pretty soon you have a mass. There is a lump of energy there, and many, many cells have become confused because their polarity has not been energized enough to use the full integrated flow. You can visualize the energy asking the cells to share with one another. If one cell does not have enough energy, another cell may have too much. Try to see the energy filling up on both halves and spilling over, and see if the cells washing with this higher energy. You can work with the cells yourself. Etheric work is certainly available, and perhaps a massage if you desire. But you can do a lot for yourself, stretching the body and moving it, and recognizing that it is going through a process that is every bit as intense as coming through the birth canal when you were born. Your cells remember the birth process, and cells remember how the body grew as it developed. You want that growth to be energized by the ideal blueprint of your soul. Ask the soul star to bring in the divine blueprint as it is meant to manifest through your physical body. If this seems too difficult for you, then get some help from someone you trust. As you work with the cells and they become balanced, you want to see that the cells on the left side are energized with about the same amount of energy as the cells on the right. You are changing the use of the whole polarity system. It is intense. A body has to really adjust in order to flow. Keep working with it. You're doing great. A new government on the inner levels. Humanity's government is going through a decrystallization process. And it doesn't have to be done like this, but this is the way that you have created it together. It seems that you need a whole new system. You certainly can write to your congressman, and you can try to get other bills introduced, but on the inner level, perhaps even more importantly, you can begin to create a whole new system. You can ask your cosmic walk-in to bring in new perspectives for the Earth's government. That is the goal. That is what will decrystallize humanity's old government. In the meantime, you are going to have to release the old system. Perhaps let it go. Why not try to communicate as clearly as you can with the leaders of your countries? New beginnings will be seeded because through communication, various levels speak to each other. The leaders of your country are not the leaders of your country. But at least as you communicate with them, and if you get enough communication going into that level, it begins to seep through a little. Maybe talk to the real leaders of the world on the inner level. If 10,000 of you could get together in a meditation and contact that level that is governing you, the power center of the Earth could change almost immediately. More specifically, contact the beings that are called the Trilateral Commission, or the ones who have controlled the power structure of your Earth. You would specifically invoke a contact from this cosmic walk-in level. It would be rather like a energy can opener. It will be interesting to see what the energy can does when it is opened. Within the coming years, the energies will come in more easily for the cosmic walk-in level that is directing the physical level. But for right now, the cosmic walk-in is just learning to do so and becoming familiar with the human body. This is making the divine power center move, because that is what you want to change. And each of you, as a soul, has a divine power center. Where is the divine power center in your body? Always know the divine power center is the heart. The entire corridor of the heart and throat area is the way you connect into the higher level. But you must choose to do so, because this is the center that chooses to surrender to something higher. This is your divine gift, the gift of free will. And you were given your divine gift so that you could give it back, to have something to give the Creator and say thank you. You can have it back. When we give back this power to the higher level, that can then create the changes that you all want, because it is the power change that you want on the earth that can attain the kind of earth you want. And the new earth is coming. As for the waking up process, you will need to look deeply within your subconscious mind at the blocks that you don't know you have, but that someone such as I, Vaiwamas, or someone else you can trust that can help you identify these blocks. It is important for you to recognize that you can have help. You have taken the responsibility to know you can make these changes, and this does not mean you're not moving, but while you are all coming along, some of you are kicking and screaming just a little. This is the emotional body that must be convinced that this new unlimitedness that the cosmic walk-in represents can work now. The emotions keep connecting you into something from the past, and a lot of these blocks, they come from pre-Lemuria, and specifically the points that should be looked at is trust. Again, ask for help, which you can call Archangel Raphael or I, Vaiwamas, if you so desire. I am always available through a variety of ways. I would be honored to help you on the inner level, and most of us have worked together anyway. And you may also call me directly through the channels that I work through. I am a specialist in the area of probing deeply and getting rid of those very small resistances. Let us now talk about working in the creative void space, which means you cannot bring the past forward. Sometimes you have a belief that says, I have to do it all right now, and I cannot do it one step at a time. You really have to learn patience. Actually, you need patience. The way I like to look at this, wherever you are in your consciousness right now, whatever you are doing, even if you don't think you are doing anything, is the basis from which you can move forward. You don't throw anything away. You begin to energize through your strengths. You could sit down and make a list of all your strengths. What is it that I do well? From where I am now, what can I attract to make the next step in my purpose or in my evolution? As you do this, it begins a flow, and that flow will attract more and more all of the strengths, some you know you already have. This is a process of allowingness and having a knowingness that this will happen if you can trust the process and let it happen one step at a time. It would not be appropriate for the universe to bring you everything that you are capable of doing into your life right now, and it is not going to. Do you know what would happen? I call it the cosmic shock. It would be too much for you, all of you. This is why the plan has you move into it one step at a time, so that you will get used to one step. And you think that that would be it. And then, all of a sudden, the universe says, no, here comes another one. When you get used to where you are and list your strengths, and then be willing to accept them, although for some of you there may be some resistance in accepting your strengths, you may say, what do you mean I am unlimited? I cannot see that I am unlimited, but if I am unlimited, why am I not feeling unlimited? If I am meant to be unlimited, why am I not unlimited now? If you tried to use, and you do, your unlimitedness in the past, and you got a little confused in how to use it, then this tries to come in again. You need to be as clear as possible in where you are now, and identify your strengths. Let's talk about the concept of blame. When we blame something outside of ourselves, the energy problem is coming in with what I just talked about with the concept of confusion, and certainly that can be projected to the outside. Let's say that you have an electrical problem that is not quite functioning the way it used to, and yet it hasn't caught up with the step where you're going. You might short out many electrical devices, and you might find your television doesn't work. That is not someone else's fault. It is something you are going through. Perhaps it would be more important to get your own energy body straightened out rather than to blame something on the outside of yourself. Secondly, I, Viwamas, do not see that there is a tremendous differential in the energy. Certainly, there are higher energies coming from the portals and the levels of harvesting that the angels are doing in some of the vortexes. That is also changing, and the people are really getting in touch with those happenings. And as for blaming the government for controlling the population, it has controlled the population at the level where they were before. The government is not going to control them where they are now and where they are going. That's the difference. The government using controlling devices didn't take evolution into account, and they did not know about the cosmic walk-ins. The cosmic plan has always had an answer. If you really have within you a belief that says, I am controlled by the government, then you might just be. The government is working in the power area, which is very important for all of you. Some of you are experiencing a lot of static electricity, which I suggest you work on the electrical flow within yourself. I would have you help each other with that in a hands-on type of work, and also in etheric work, where you can concentrate particularly on the brain area. Find some crystals that you trust, such as a generative crystal, a dynamic crystal, one that has a dynamic point. Working with the energies breaks up the energy in the brain area. Break it up and let it flow. It is as if you need to comb your energy field in your head, as well as in your hair. Some of the problems come from the matting down of the energy in the brain, above the brain area in the crown chakra. You can work to clear out the connections between the pineal and the pituitary. For some of you, there are new hormones being used. They are being manufactured within your body by the pineal and the pituitary, which is doing its best to receive them, but not recognizing them exactly for what they are. This is an electrical readjustment, and you can work with the energy, particularly in the head, to clear the points. You might also work with a black stone, hematite, black tourmaline, or obsidian. I would not want you to walk with them in your shoes, but if you sit down, put them beneath the arch of your foot while the etheric work is being done on you as you are either lying down or sitting up. The dark stones, which gather energy, pulls it out of the cells, and they are going to take the spillover. Static electricity is a spillover out of the ideal blueprint pattern of your soul. The energy flow is what you want to integrate into the cells. I suggest working with calcite for the cells also. There is orange calcite, green calcite, clear, pink, brown, yellow, gold, many different types of calcite. It works in a very basic way with the cells. Allow the energy of the stones to help you clear out the cells, and as you do this, your electrical problems will disappear. This is part of the process, part of the emerging soul level that is structured on a much wider energy base than ever before. The difference we are talking about is between living in one room and having a 25-room mansion. It is about that great of a difference, and you have to completely energize and flow within that 25-room mansion. So there is a lot of adjustment that has to be made. In the coming years, it is important to look ahead on at something that is manifesting. And don't put your head in the sand like an ostrich. There are things on earth to look at, and you are responsible for what you create on the earth. But to dwell on them does not do any good. As far as the power structure on the earth is concerned, you are coming to a point where you are going to have to face it. I've said that as the old structures fall apart, you are going to have to negotiate with those who have held the power. That is facing it, but it is facing it in a positive way for a particular solution. I would like to share something that may help with your understanding, and this was performed at the beginning of the harmonic convergence. There are those that are closed in the heart. This is concentrating on the problem area, but not perhaps in a way that makes it seem as if it is in control of you. I, Vaiwamas, played chess with a being that occupies a dense space and is a dark energy, which humanity has called the devil. And he was losing some of his territory at the beginning of the harmonic convergence. The whole planet was rising up. In my association with the hierarchy, my role was to communicate with this point of view and to help this being see that giving up this energy would be a very positive thing to do. To elaborate a little bit more, we took a group of 22 to the Caribbean area And we worked with this energy. That's facing what was there, not dwelling on it as something that is controlling, but helping to become lighter. And the being did become lighter through what we did with our work. Let us revisit the relationship between Sanat Kumara and the Earth Mother. We could consider the Earth Mother to be the receptive quality or the female quality of the Earth itself, and the Earth itself to be the physical body of the being called Sanat Kumara. Most of you see Sanat Kumara as a physical body and not as a planet, and that is okay. You can visualize him this way, but you are really looking at a being of consciousness that is able to manifest a perspective as a whole planet. The Earth Mother is the female or the receptive part of the planet. You can use a visualization or a personification or a symbol of Sanat Kumara and the planet. You probably are viewing Sanat Kumara as he was in another lifetime, and that is okay. He is not like that anymore, but you can view him that way because it's something that you can relate to. And finally, to create a good understanding, when you talk to the Earth, you are talking to Sanat Kumara, the planetary logos. Let us walk through a cosmic heart meditation together. There is a cosmic space that has a tremendous love, and I would like you to feel that now. This love is shining into your heart. There is a flow of energy coming from it into you. It is not really outside, it is inside, and you can see it as it's filling up your heart now. This is that energy we were talking about earlier in our discussion of the energy in your room. Your heart is filling with this energy. You can feel it now. There is a love present. Yes, a love. And with it is born a joy. Let that fill up your heart. Then, within that joy is an enthusiasm that just bubbles over. And perhaps a sense of humor is born there also. You can feel it, and that is an energy. You might give it a color, a very vibrant color, an energy coming in from a cosmic point of view and flowing, spilling into your heart. This energy is there, and feel it now. Laugh and play. And as it says, my goodness, Vaiwamas, this is not really such a big deal. This cosmic walk-in, it is just who I am. The I Am presence then speaks through your heart. The I Am presence says yes, and it has strength. And you can feel the power within you, and it motivates you. You become aware now of the violet energy. And through your divine power, you send that now all over the earth. The violet flame goes shining forth on the earth, shining everywhere, radiating into every point of view. The violet flame goes into the corners, into the cracks, the walls, the lakes. The violet flame shines now. Let's put a little pink in the violet flame, representing the love aspect, the aspect of the heart. The power goes in and lights up the earth, and the heart opens from it. Have you thought of the earth as having a heart? Perhaps it does, in a way that contains all of your hearts. All of the hearts of humanity. So open yourself to this perspective now. This energy, this pink energy opens up the heart of the earth, and you are within it, and it is within you. There is expansion, and through that expansion, again, there is joy and enthusiasm. Look, the earth shines now. The spiritual sun is shining now on the earth. Now, we have gold, the violet, and the gold moving and swirling. The colors have the pink in it, moving and swirling, swirling and moving. A great vortex of this energy. And now, we put in some blue, some electrical blue, and we say to the earth, wake up, wake up, wake up. The energy swirls and it moves. You feel the enthusiasm within you. And yet, there is a quiet place where you feel very balanced. You listen to that voice within, and it says, yes, yes, yes. Yes to this power moving across the land to this divine opening. You listen, and it says, yes, you can. Yes, you are. Yes, yes, to life. Whether it is in your home country or another country, look at all countries shining brightly for where they are. Wherever it is, there is a shining now. Energize those countries. Choose any country and focus on it and then shine. Shine the energy to the country, through the country, and from the country. Energize that shining with the violet flame, with the gold, the pink, and yes, the electric blue. Now add another color, but this time you select the color. Add the color and spread it all over the earth. Allow this color to permeate the earth, and the earth will respond. The earth is responding. And as it responds, guess what? You expand. You expand your understanding. You expand your acceptance. You expand the use of your divine power. You expand your stability. You expand. You say yes to life. You become even more unlimited. More and more unlimited. Expressing now more and more of this cosmic point of view that says, yes, let us clean out the old illusions. Let us clean it out now. Let us balance the emotions. Let's clean them all out now. You say yes to life, and saying yes to life, more and more and more. As you say yes to life, life says yes to you. I am life. I am the presence. I am, I am, I am. Now. You invite the excitement within your energy. This is the full use of your creativity. Stretching you fully to serve the earth. Yes, dedicated to service of the earth. This will certainly bring you a good life, but it really is not anything personal. This is the life of the earth that we are concerned about. Stretching now, stretching into that full new age. The clear new age. Visualize the new earth now. Shining all over the earth, and you see yourself communicating with others. Yes, we are ready. We are ready now, and I am stepping into that I am. I am, I am. I am now. Let's come back again to the Cosmic Heart Center and see how that feels. Again, the joy bubbles up and you say yes. Your heart says yes. You can feel the love and support of Sanat Kumara, all of us, and certainly your soul. You are supported, and you certainly are loved and cherished. My friends, I, Vi Wamas, give thanks to you.